At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
I hate to be the bad guy here, but I'm going to need a firm date.
I thought you understood that this process was going to be long.
Absolutely. But it has been 3 years. And we have put in about $140 million, so I think that Wade is getting a little bit frustrated.
Wade? If you're not the one calling the shots, then maybe I should just give Wade a call.
We can skip the call. Because I'm here.
Okay. Well, I said I could handle it.
Can you guys give us a moment?
Isn't that comfy?
It's fine. So, Elizabeth, we're building these wellness centers in our stores. Two in Arizona, one in Palo Alto.
I explained that.
Yeah,
that this
you've explained.
Devices.
Except there's nothing to explain because we don't have this. So here's my question. When do we get it?
Wade, we care deeply about our partnership. And we're anxious to put our best foot forward.
And what's the timeline for we are anxious to put our best foot forward? Because I've got one. You want to hear it? Huh? September.
September.
6 months from now. No more breaks. No more extensions.
We'll be ready in September. Sunny's spearheading operations.
Yeah, that is a snippet of The Dropout, starring Amanda Seyfried as Elizabeth Holmes. And the story of Elizabeth Holmes and her company Theranos is the feature of the book pick for our book club. The book is called Bad Blood by John Kerryrew. It's one of my favourite books, be that tech or non-tech, for quite some time. I read it a number of years ago, but I chose it as our book club pick for next month. That's the one. Cameron and Kira will be back with us in 2 weeks time to review it. So if you want to get involved, it's called Bad Blood by John Kerryrew. Get reading and we will have that discussion in 2 weeks time. I asked on last week's show for your favorite sci-fi books, and George Hogan was on with his favorite one, which is Robert Heinlein, Stranger in a Strange Land. I haven't read it. I haven't heard about it, to be completely honest, but it is now on my list of books to read. If there's anything else that I should add, please do drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com. Bernard was also in touch and he suggested that we read The Amazing Story of Quantum Mechanics as one of our book club picks. So I will share that on with Cameron and Kira and let them decide. Now, TG Car, as many of you know, offers a wide variety of content. Oscoelga, Saranashka, which means free, and they are growing their portfolio to include a new app dedicated to children's content via Cúla Cathair. Karina Ferreter, Bannister Canale, Cúla Cathair is with me now. Karina, it's great to have you on the show. As listeners may know, I went to a Gaelic school. My niece is in a Gaelic school. The Irish language is something that's really important to me. And it's been fantastic to see the investment that's gone into the Irish language across all platforms over the last number of years. Can you just tell me a little bit about the strategy and the vision from the Cúla Cathair point of view and what it is and who it is that you're targeting here?
Absolutely. Well done you, by the way. It's great to see advocates of the language. But I suppose Cúla Cathair lives under TG Cathair. So Cúla Cathair would actually be targeted at the younger age group. We're talking from zero up until the age of 12. It's a service, I suppose, in terms of we're providing Irish language content for this age group specifically, although All eyeballs are more than welcome to watch Coolacahar, Almer Bay. I suppose our mission and the reason we're promoting Coolacahar is or why we're here is because it's all about, I suppose, the future of the language. Number one, we are an entertainment channel, a TV station, a broadcaster. So we provide content which is entertaining for the age group. But I suppose the stronger, I suppose, niche side of this is that our mission is to keep the language alive, and particularly interesting and particularly important for the Coolacahar audience is because they are actually the future of the language. So if we're not nurturing and trying to get them into to watch our content at this stage, we might not catch them when they're older, I suppose. So it's very important to kind of, as they say in Irish, Iad a Mhála, so to entice them in to watch our amazing content from a younger age.
Yeah, and this is something that gets bandied about a little bit, and we won't get into the whole Irish language debate because it just enrages me. But one of the things that I would concede and accept is that, you know, as a Gaelgeoir, I would love more opportunities to use my cúpla focal every single day. And I think it's about ensuring that there are services there to cater and to meet people where they are. So whether that is using the Duolingo app to enhance your cúpla focal, or even if you say Gur of Magath in a shop and so on. But the services offered by TG Car from a sporting point of view, Osgoelga, are fantastic. And again, we know that there are loads of kids around this country going to Gaeilge Scoileanna. So having content that is catered to them where and when they want makes sense from a business point of view as well as from a language point of view.
Absolutely. And, you know, outside of TG Car, there are so many, like you mentioned, Duolingo, who are doing a fascinating job. You know, bring it right down to the Irish colleges. Look at Lurgan and all the different Irish colleges around the country, and you'd see ages from 13 up, and they're being inspired in terms of the language and culture and keeping it alive. So it's critical. It's really important. For us, I suppose, as well, it's the point you mentioned there of you know where are they at? Because had we launched Coolacahar Channel on its own in 1996 when we launched TG Car, it was way easier back then when you just switch on one channel and you broadcast out. Whereas now so much has changed. You know, we have the channel, yes, and it's very important in terms of visibility and placement that it sits in with other big broadcasters. So, for example, you know, you go into Sky Glass and you'll see Coolacahar sitting with RTE Junior, you see it sitting with Cartoon Network. But as well as that, it doesn't stop there because today children are everywhere. You know, there's so much noise, there's so many options. So we put a lot of work into figuring out where are the important places for us to find our audience. And, you know, instead of expecting them to come to us, that we are where we're meeting them where they are. You can't do everything. You know, budget comes into things, resource comes into things. So I suppose it's bit by bit we're hacking away at it. You know, we had a website, we have our channel, we're bit by bit adding to all the various platforms, you know, like your Skies and your Airs and Virgin Media and all of them, and making sure Coolacahar is present there. But on top of that, you know, we want Coolacahar to be 24/7. So we have a website which you can watch the channel live on. We upgraded our app recently as well in terms of adding new features. And one of those features is that you can actually watch the channel via the app, no more than the smart TV apps which we've launched. Things like downloading, making things easy, live streaming, the search functionality. Like, unfortunately, that work never ends because you have to keep at it. You have to keep improving it. You know, you are in competition with the big wigs in terms of content. So it's important to really maybe, I suppose, do small chunks, but do them well, and improve them. So, you know, there's an awful lot of work there, and unfortunately, we launched the channel. The work doesn't stop there; it only begins, really.
And ohave on apte like mátha gohan no mátha tabhlaid ag páise no tishmohor agus currently an app air on gohan no air on tabhlaid cairdead na rudi a feicin siad agus conas a denin siad like sprí leis no conas a fhinn siad na clórica sirile air an app.
So tán Apple fáil fi láthair ní gá cuairdach dhéanamh Play Store nó iOS Coolacahar tuca sé suas. Fiú bhán daine an fá cuairdach TG Car hénig tuca Coolacahar suas mar rawa. Is féidir leat tacht ar ábhar Coolacahar app TG Cahir. Ach an tein buntáiste le cean cúda cehar íslódáil ná go bhfuil se wadní sáháilte ó héh an ábhartá fáinn seo. So nar hén túteach sa app mar hapla, is féad le ranú a dhéanamh nó féad le tuismóir seo dhéanamh go bhfuil den anmh faoi ís fi lei, so mar hapla tó go bhfuil den anmh cehad chróróá isteach san app an duine sin ó héh aon ábhartá felúnacht a ísrúpaí faoi sé. Agus ní eicigh an duine óg ábhar beidir a bhachtíidethe ar lochtíoch na bhaid ní sinne. So nuair hén túisteach san apphénig sa spáscart. Tá sé sé ar an eisce, ní réon chosta sa buint leis spáint for chuit an sin na sreana éagsúla, chomáile sin má hén túisteach na síomh mar hapla tá ábhar breise ó théamh canal YouTube linn a rís de crothú spás nó poblbal sáháilte sa spás sin. Agus nuair hén túisteach go mórbhór iad an appar de fón nuair an tablet, tá gné álan in sin go bhfuil tú ná íslódála ghéanamh rudaí, so tóg mar hapla go bhfuil tú galair siad nó tá tú meachtar tros fada agus heastaat go bhacht de leanamh nó de fáiste ag fiochann ar ábhar beidir go bhfuil siad a fálam, go bhfuil siad a puca suas cúpla focal. Din íslódáil ar cúpla sreath nó cúpla clár agus beag rogha álan in sin don tros nó don siad.
Yeah, I think the point around the age restriction, as you just mentioned there, is really important. So again, for those, just to reiterate the point, if your child is, say, 4 years old, you can select content that's only relevant. So they're not going to land on any inappropriate content. And the distinction between the Chichi Kahar app, although you can access the Kula Kahar content on the Kula Kahar app, it's kind of like YouTube Kids or the kids section on Netflix. It's just prioritized for children. You mentioned there about kids who are learning Irish, and it's great for them to, you know, maybe download a few of the shows and have it on in the background. It's also a nice way for parents to pick up the cúpla focal as well. Like, I know a few of my friends who've got kids who are going to Gaelic Scoileanna, or even English speaking schools, but they have the fear when it comes to the Irish homework because their language isn't maybe up to scratch. But it is a really nice way. I even find it with the sport as well. Just hearing it improves my Irish. It gets my brain thinking in Irish. Having it on, you do pick up bits and pieces by osmosis.
Oh, you do. I mean, I'm a fluent Irish speaker. I live in the Gaeltacht in Connemara. I'm originally from Corcoirne down in Kerry. I still, when I hear somebody from Donegal with a thick Donegal Irish dialect, I'll struggle sometimes. Well, I might struggle in terms of what they've said. But that said, you know, if I'm watching a program, I'll get into the swing of it fairly quickly. So it is immersion. It is kind of just really kind of living in that live world of it's there. And we have a policy with our kids' content that we actually don't put English subtitles on purpose on them. Because for us, it's really on that whole immersion again and picking up, you know, if you learn two new words out of watching a 15-minute program, fantastic, as opposed to watching the program and looking at the English subtitles. So we only put Irish subtitles on certain content, not all, and, you know, obvious reasons, maybe content under the age of five where kids wouldn't be expected to be able to follow or read subtitles on screen. So it's fascinating. We do get a lot of parents who say they actually watch our cartoons or they'll watch some of the programs for a couple of reasons. Number one is that they're learning a couple of words, or number two, it's because they see kids, their own kids, or maybe their friends' kids or family on some of our shows, which is amazing.
Yeah, no, look, it is brilliant. And as I said at the top, I think it's so important to have the language out there in multiple formats. And there's no excuse if you are interested in dipping in, utilising it fully, having a hybrid, whatever works. There is so much good stuff out there. And TG Cahir is such an excellent resource for it. But as you said, Karina, there are other outlets as well. Thank you so much for joining us. And as I said, you said, the app is available right now and it is completely free, correct?
The app for the phone, your phone or your tablet is available now completely free. The app for the smart TVs, which is for your Google Home dongles and Sony TVs, and as well the Amazon service Fire TV, is available, Cúla Cahir, free of charge as well.
All right, so Fodger, Mila Magat, Ocht Laird Ling, on Show Air News Talk.
Slán, bye bye.
Yeah, if you've never heard any of the kids' TV shows in Irish, I would highly recommend it. Here is just a snippet for you. This is Peppa Pig, Oscar Elga.
She matting vidi ahan. Agus had daddy moch gilleach pepper neach. Daddy, ji hao jianif.
Hamme yo le pepper nach.
Hao jianif wan yonach.
Hamme yo fitrach.
Oh.
Ha fitrach sporschal. Schut, fiacher.
Kemmer in niewe.
Ha esref. Kurto willen dich hele. Is shake. Fiacher kummig on a slur. Ho, ho, ho. Ma schau. Is die anfaunlische Norschen?
Oh, ha rittigen kjæres mo viel.
Ha de viel kjæskel jar. Kum ors de fjæchen.
Ha jæve jæne.
Fyre uen je vorn rot en kutrem ach jøsigeg. A dollar a vysikel. Na kvøy je fjæno. Hoe kæt blian de kjæn gås mo glåsen og glåset.
Now, obviously, you don't need me to explain, but that was Peppa Pig learning how to whistle in Irish. I know Peppa is quite divisive for people. Many parents I know absolutely hate it. But that's just one example of the cartoons and TV shows that are available in Irish. I'm always so impressed by the translations and the broad offering of programmes as well that are available on Scoilge. So if your kid or, you know, somebody in the house is learning Irish, or maybe you just want to expose your children to the language, as Karina said, the Cúla Cathair app is totally free and you can download it on both iOS and Android devices. If you are a Gaelgeoir and if there is an app or a digital service or something that you would recommend for people who want to use the language a bit more or engage with the language, will you drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com? This is something I'm genuinely passionate about. Obviously, we have Splunk here on Newstalk, hosted by Cuana Flaherty. That's a weekly show. It goes out on Friday nights at 10 o'clock, but you can also download the podcast. So if you just search for Splunk, S-P-L-A-N-C, you'll see a picture of Cuana Flaherty there. You hit subscribe, and that is a weekly magazine programme. And what that means in plain English is that you've got a mix of news and current affairs. There's always great features. I know Emily Carroll does a regular music slot, so they'll do a deep dive into an album or a song. There's also great sports coverage as well. So if you're looking to increase your Irish vocabulary, or if you want to consume more media, Oscar Ilga, Splunk is available. It's every single week, a fresh episode there. And the topics are great. The guests are great. It's just a really, like, you're not compromising the quality because something is in Irish. And I think that's one of the things that I'm most proud of when it comes to Splunk. There are other great podcasts out there as well that are available, Oscar Ilga. I mentioned Duolingo during my chat with Karina there. You can also put Gaeilge onto your phone. So if you use an iPhone or an Android phone, you can go into your settings. You can set your language as Irish. You can have your Gmail as Gaeilge. There are opportunities everywhere you look to use your language and to improve your use of the language. But if there's anything that you use that you want to put on my radar, as I said, the email address is techtalk@newstalk.com. Now, when we come back here on News Talk, I'm going to answer your tech questions.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.